So it is my great pleasure to welcome, I believe for the first time, to Many Rivers Books and Tea, the Heart Song Singing Circle Trio, I guess we'll call you. Michael Ananda Kaufman, David Castleman, and Liano Lovejoy. Some of you who arrived early, come on in, let's see.
Thank you.
Oh, grab one of these.
Great.
So the three of them are practitioners of various forms of music. They are here to share that with us all tonight. We're so grateful that you could come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
I would have to clap for all of you, too. And we're looking forward to singing together. And also, Leanne is going to lead a meditation to begin things. We'll have a little flute music behind it, and it's, she'll introduce and deliver this meditation. Can we have, can the lights go down a little bit, or?
I'm afraid it's either on or off. I can switch some of them off.
Oh, that would be good.
Do you want the ones over you off, or some of the ones in the back off?
Okay, let's experiment.
Take a vote.
A little more. That's
pretty nice. People need to read their...
Yeah,
can you
is that enough? Can you read it?
Oh, this is good.
Thank you, I like it.
Yes, as long as there's a light seat, there's a light.
Okay, what we want to do is give you a little smorgasbord of musical things that we do. And in some of our kind of shamanic world that we're also in, we do some drumming and flute sometimes. So I'll play a Native American flute with the drum first. Oh. I decided to stick to our little itinerary after all. Mm. Why not?
Okay.
Now this might be, I might suggest, I'm going to have my eyes closed. I think it might be a nice way to sink into a quiet place. To start off.
Singing, I want to guide you through the inner smile, the Taoist inner smile meditation, so our whole body can come along on the journey toward happiness. So get yourself comfortable in your chair. Get your spine, align your spine in kind of an upright position, square your shoulders, take a deep breath. Relax, and as you're relaxing, let go of the past and the future as much as you can, bringing all of you right here to Many Rivers, Books and Tea. And while you're relaxing, bring the tip of your tongue to rest on the roof of your mouth in a position that feels comfortable to you. Just move around and find that place as you're breathing, relaxing. And then let your mouth come into a gentle smile. Raise the corners into a little smile. Something that feels really good all the way through. Bringing your attention to the third eye place between your eyebrows and feeling the energy starting to gather there. Imagining kind of a warm pool of energy gathering in your third eye and the happiness feeling is coming together there. And beginning to move backward into the center, the very center of your head, in between the tips of your ears. This is a place that's called the crystal palace. It's a very powerful place in our body where the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thalamus, and the hypothalamus are all resting in this place. And feel the energy that's gathering here. Allowing the energy to flow forward into your eyes and feeling your eyes becoming smiling eyes. If you want to enhance this feeling, imagine that you're gazing into the eyes of someone that you love very dearly. They're gazing right back at you. This is the feeling that's now permeating your being. So you feel really deeply into this happiness, inner smile. Place your hands over your liver, just below the right rib cage. As you breathe in and relax, breathing out. Imagining your liver and breathing in a feeling of kindness and generosity into this beautiful organ. And as you breathe out, releasing anger, resentment, any negative feelings that may be stored here. Once again, breathing in a feeling of kindness and generosity into your liver. Releasing whatever no longer serves. As you're thinking of your liver, then sending it that beautiful, healing inner smile. And imagine that your liver is smiling back at you. Thank you. Then move your hands up to your heart. I prefer to feel my heart in the center of my chest. Tuning into that beautiful organ. As you breathe in, breathing in a feeling of calmness and tranquility into your heart. And as you relax, breathing out, releasing any nervousness or agitation that may be stored there. Again, breathing in calmness and tranquility into your heart. Gratitude. Breathing out, releasing anything that no longer serves. Breathing in, sending that healing inner smile energy into your heart. Imagining your heart smiling back at you. Then you're moving our hands down to the stomach area, the digestive area, our center. Breathing in a feeling of trust and openness into the center. Trust. As we breathe out, releasing any feelings of worry, situation. All's well. Releasing everything else. Feeling deeply, sending that inner smile energy into your digestion, your stomach, your center. Just knowing that it's smiling back at you. And then we're going to move up to our lungs, up in the top of our chest. Breathing in the feeling of dignity and courage into our lungs. And releasing any sadness or grief that may be stored there. Again, bringing in the feeling of dignity and courage with our breath. Releasing sadness. Breathing in again, sending our lungs that healing inner smile. Breathing in a feeling of strength and confidence into our kidneys. As you breathe out, releasing any feeling of fear, loneliness. Letting that go. Again, breathing in a feeling of strength and confidence. Imagining them both smiling back. Visualizing the body as a beautiful orchestra. Happiness permeating every cell. Healing inner smile to your vocal cords. Thank
Okay.
Because it's a little bit more. So we passed out song sheets. We had not quite as many of the ones that have I am on the top. So if you can all share.
There's all the words there, but you can just join on the chorus, which is the most important part.
Yeah. Really? And be free, you know, sing out and stand up as you feel like it.
Get up, dance, do it. Do your taxes.
Don't think about taxes.
Let's turn it out.
Okay.
But we have rattles.
I am the mountain from the clouds of the sky.
I am a bird, I am a deer, a butterfly. I am the wonder of the changing of the days. I am the soaring and the loving and the brave.
was your song?
That's my song. Yes.
That's David's song.
Here's, we're going to kind of slide between like duality and non-duality. So if you find yourself feeling a little bit hazy, that's just because we're just switching paradigms. That's all it is. Just a little paradigm shift.
So, Krishna, drive my chariot? Shall we
jump
in? Are we
going to do that?
Here?
I thought we wanted to...
basic goodness.
Oh, okay. Basic goodness.
Or I am
basic. Let's go to basic goodness.
Now this is a I think of it as a kind of sophisticated, cool spiritual song a friend of ours, John Jennings, wrote.
Yeah, yeah, sophisticated and cool at the same time.
And you know, sing along even.
Okay.
Our basic goodness. You need the roots.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
To see who we really are, we first must open up our hearts.
This will repeat, there's going to be a lot of repeating here so you get it.
To see who we really are, we first must open up our hearts. Those brilliant colors are our basic goodness. That beautiful sound is our basic goodness. That smell of freedom is our basic goodness. Ah, our basic goodness. Ah, first must be in love with ourselves. Before we can truly love, we first must be in love with ourselves. The light we hold is our basic goodness. The ground we walk is our basic goodness. Goodness.
Thanks to our friend who lives up in towards the Harbin area, John Jennings, who wrote that.
All right. Here we go. This is a little song about...
Christmas.
It comes from the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is... there's Krishna right here.
Krishna's here. Visual.
Yeah. But sometimes you see him in this chariot with the Arjuna. Arjuna is this, well, he's a guy, regular guy. And he's got to go to battle, right? And he doesn't want to face the opposite side because all of the relatives are there and all that, you know. Because this is a big, big deal. It's a big, big book. It's a big deal. And that's why I write this big song sing to this big audience.
He's got to defeat his ego, is that correct?
That's right, he's got to defeat his ego.
And Krishna's going to help.
Like me and everybody else. Okay. So let's sing the chorus. Let's go like this.
Krishna, drive my chariot, Krishna. Drive my chariot, Krishna.
Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari.
So the last part is Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari. And that first Om is the cosmic sound. Hari is another
name for
Krishna, for God, and so forth. So and then we do I'll do the verses, and then we sing Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari in between there.
Uh-huh.
Now you've done it before, so you follow along. Well, I looked at the battlefield and what did I see? And
Om Hari, Om Hari, Om Hari.
My relatives are waging war on me.
Om Hari, Om Hari, Om Hari.
Everybody,
Krishna, drive my chariot. Krishna, drive my chariot. Krishna, drive my chariot. Om Hari, Om Hari, Om Hari.
Yeah, I'm sleeping with Krishna.
Oh, Mario.
that Krishna is for sale here.
Oh, yes, by the way.
Krishna's for sale.
Yeah. Very good
to
price,
say.
Yeah.
Souvenir of a song you just found. Oh, where are we? I'm doing the
We've already done our basic business, and
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Oh, let's.
David reads from Yoga Vashistha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's interesting because he always starts to say I had this telephone conversation like not even a week ago, and somehow I mentioned the Yoga Vashistha, and he said, "Oh my God, you read that too?"
I mean, I have a small version in my fanny pack and a bigger version in my car.
Okay.
Another one in the
house. Well, there you go, man. Okay, so...
He has the Reader's Digest condensed version.
Yeah, right.
Do you sell that here?
Do you have the Yoga Vashistha?
Yeah. Oh, so he's got it.
All right.
Who else has had the Yoga Vashistha? Anybody?
Is it something familiar to you?
Anybody hear about the Yoga Vashistha?
It's one of the clearest expositions of oneness.
Oneness. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah right.
Not just lip service oneness, but...
Well, right, not lip service, no.
There's this something is like, intimidating about these ancient texts, you know. To me, they have the Sanskrit, and they look kind of... But once you open this Yoga Vashistha and start reading it, it's really almost like a telenovela. It has stories and...
Oh, yeah, stories, and my God, each page is like,
affairs, and all kinds.
Yeah.
But you'll be reminded of the transcendental reality
constantly.
Constantly reminded, yeah.
It's really entertaining reading. It's not intimidating. I just want to...
Of the constant, you know, all that.
I think they might be making it into a mini-series soon.
No. Oh, yeah, right. Mini-series has lasted into the year, you know, 30,000 and
what is
going
to happen to Kujala and Sikid Basha next?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Okay.
Anyway, so this is just a... let me just read it. All right. Okay. Okay, let's start from this Rama's talking, because it's a conversation between Rama and Vasishtha, who's teaching Rama. Right. This is before the Ramayana, before, you know, Hanuman and all that. Rama's saying, in the beginning of creation, at the commencement of one's life in the other world, and at the beginning of a dream or of a reverie, it is consciousness alone that arises as its own object. How could there be another when there is the notion I am in heaven or I am in hell? One experiences that as a fact. There is no seer, no object, no creation, no world, and not even consciousness. No waking, dreaming, nor sleep. What seems to be is also unreal. If one inquires, how has this illusory perception of unreality come into being? Such an inquiry is inappropriate. An illusion is not a reality.
That refers to the human waking state and dream state, mainly.
All right. Illusion does not arise in consciousness, which is incorruptible. Hence, what appears to be illusion is also consciousness. He goes to say, the question, how has the unreal come into being, is improper. There is meaning only in inquiry concerning the reality, not the unreal. In other words,
if you're inquiring into the truth, you want the truth, and so you leave behind basically psychological realities.
Yeah.
And get in touch with the one
right,
heart.
Right. Actually, this will help too.
We can like put it in our own words, but
Know. Hold up, there's one more little chunk I want to read here. As he talks, okay, here, just bear with me. Still bearing?
Thank you, David.
All right. This is kind of the crux of it, because this is almost like 30,000 little slogans into a little, you know, a few minutes here.
as long as the mind is not quiet, the conditioning does not cease. Unless the conditioning ceases, the mind is not quiet. In the same way, knowledge of truth and quiescence of mind are interdependent. Even so, the cessation of mental conditioning and the realization of truth are interdependent. These three things, okay? Knowledge of truth, quiescence of mind, and eradication of mental conditioning, they're hard to gain. Therefore, one should resolutely abandon the pursuit of pleasure with a mighty self-effort accompanied by a right understanding and thereby accomplish all three. Unless all three are simultaneously accomplished, the truth is not realized even in 100 years. They have
abandon
to be practiced.
Here's the thing.
It's like, Well, when you get into talking about pleasure, you get into sense objects, and you get into the what we call the illusion, the whole illusion of this whole phantasmagoria of sensual things coming and going. He's talking about attachment. We grab stuff, and we won't let go.
You know, I heard something interesting, and I can't remember where I heard it, but just recently, that the true self, the real essential beingness, most spiritual traditions tend to think of that as an object that you're going to get, like a pleasure, like something that you're going to get. That leaves you intact, and you're going to get this thing
called the real self or the truth.
And actually, it's so much on a deeper level that it's not on the level of a pleasure or an object at all. So those are some thoughts. Thoughts that David and I appreciate.
Also.
But we are singing oriented tonight.
Yes, sing it. Let's sing. We are talking. Okay. Where are we? Well, let's do next on the list here. I Am Love. Let's do I Am Love.
Okay, this is Leanna's song. Leanna's written.
Can we sing each verse twice?
Yeah.
Are we in G or D?
You're
going to
play.
Are we in G?
I don't remember.
I am love.
So we're going to sing each verse twice. So if you don't get it the first time, you'll get it the second time.
Dave, it's a very quick study, but he didn't write down what key we sang in.
But the way it goes, it doesn't exactly have a chorus, but the verse that's indented there has a slightly different melody.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll hear it. You'll pick it right up.
Yes.
Go ahead and try one. Let's see if it's...
I think it's J.
I am love.
Why don't you guys start?
I am the holy light, I am the moon and the stars, I light up the sky, I am love, I am love.
Too low, I think.
Too low.
Too low.
Oh.
Here we go.
Too low. For everybody.
I am love, I am the holy light, I am the moon and the stars. I am love.
write songs, though, they just show up in your head. You know, when they have the lyrics and the melody all together, and you look it up on the internet, and nobody else ever wrote it. Then you know. It's a very peculiar sensation. I sat down at my computer one day to just sort of write in my journal, and a song came out complete. I never
right.
did it. So you never know what can happen.
Yeah.
They used to call that genius.
No. Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Wow. Pretty wild.
All you need is.
So this is the Beatles song, but let's do it. I'd like to do it. So call and response, because it's a lot easier, and they don't have to switch from 3-4 to 4-4 and go crazy. So, just follow me. Call, response, and then we'll sing the chorus together. Okay. Love.
Song to be known. We have another known song.
Slow come? Or do we want to walk it?
I think walking.
Walking? All right. Courses like this, very much like the other song. So, yeah. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like John. So, walking in Jerusalem just like John. I'm gonna bump it up, maybe a notch here. And so I'll sing chorus, or sorry, I'll sing the verse, and in between is walking in Jerusalem just like John. And so here we go. Let's start with the chorus again.
A couple of beautiful Sanskrit chants to a new melody with a little refrain.
This is my big moment where I have to say I only play my guitar in my living room by myself. So I'm coming out of the closet here, and I want you all to know. All
right,
you have the torch.
The Lokasa Masa. So then there's these two Sanskrit chants here that are two of my very favorite mantras that I put to a melody that I can sing really easily, because a lot of the other musicians that have recorded these, they sing them with virtuoso voices. So the Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, most of you
Many of you know that? People know that mantra? And then we added a Shanti, 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 Shanti Om as kind of a second verse. So, thank you.
All right, go for it.
Working on being totally present now.
All right, that's a good sign.
Okay, so this mantra is just so meaningful to me because of may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and that freedom for all. And I think probably everyone here shares that sentiment. So hold that in my mind while we sing it in Sanskrit. And the Shanti is such a beautiful word that really does communicate to me the feeling of a happy feeling of peacefulness. So.
I know we've all been sitting for a while, and I'd love to play you a song. In Vermont, I played at weddings and various events a lot, and mostly it was Celtic music, and I have a song I'd like to play for you, but I'd love it if you'd stand up, if everyone would stand up and listen to this song, and I'll stand up and play it for you. Then we'll do maybe one more chant, another of Leanna's chants. And this song kind of, the song, that chant reminds me of it because of the shanti and the peace and om. I love that refrain. And this song is called Carrick Fergus, and it's somebody kind of yearning for his childhood on the island of Carrick Fergus off the Irish coast.
It's okay. All right. Go ahead.
Here's the refrain.
All right.
Has a beautiful
story.
Yeah.
Can you tell the story?
Nothing. Funny.
Well, this is a request to Padmasambhava, one of the sages from Tibet. We read these translations and wonder how so many words came out of one little sentence, but the translation that I wrote here says, I invoke you, Guru Rinpoche Padmasambhava, and by your blessing may you grant us mundane and supreme realization. And that kind of packs a lot into one mantra. So
the way that we're going to sing it is one of my simple ways, but then we just added, so we'll sing it through twice, and then we'll just sing ah, om, with the same melody. And while we're receiving the blessing of mundane and supreme realization. I highly recommend maybe checking the stacks in this wonderful bookstore for some of the teachings of Padmasambhava. You have those here, don't you?
We do.
Of course they do. This Tibetan Buddhist section. Sure, Jim can help. He's really quite a colorful fellow and one of my favorites.
Take your time, just once it gets going, then we'll join in.
Oh,
Do you have any specific songs that would be appropriate to sing at the bedside of somebody who's dying?
You know, interesting question, because we are both, I'm a vigilant for hospice, and Ananda is a hospice nurse.
I'm part of Bristol Choir.
Oh, yeah. I met you guys in Santa Cruz one time.
Songs of our own that we sing, because you, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm looking for more bedside songs.
Yeah, we can talk about that, but I do. Yeah, actually, it's interesting.
Chant the Tibetan.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of the mantras, the Tibetan mantras that's good for the dying is the Teyata Om Dikhamzri. Medicine Buddha mantra is good. But I also have a song that isn't my song that is a really wonderful song that isn't, it's, what do you call it? David calls it a zipper song, because you can mm-hmm. just keep making up your own verses as you go, and it goes like this. As the river flows,
I let go. As the river flows, I let go. Let go, let God. Let go, let God. Let go, let God. Let go.
As the stars
shine,
I let go.
As the stars twinkle, I let go. Let go, let go, let go, let go,
let go,
let go, let go.
As the moon beams, I let go.
As the moon beams, I let go. Let go.
As I take a breath, I let go.
As I take a breath, I let go. Let go, let go, let go.
It sounds like a choir in here, right?
Yeah.
Let's leave the God out of it and just do a couple more verses. Let go, let go, let go.
As the evening wanes, I let go. As the evening wanes, I let go. Let go, let go.
A group of inner smilers.
An outer too.
Inner and outer.
Yeah. Yeah. That counts. Even us though it's delusional, but that counts.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Aww. And before we go, I do believe
we have announcements.
Announcement about the gig.
Oh, first important announcement.
Very important. Very incredibly important.
I have some cards up here. We're bringing one of I'm bringing one of my favorite musicians in the whole world to town, Guru Ganesha. He for many years played his guitar with Sanatan Kaur. They do the sacred mantra chant, but he's put together this kind of amazing big band, and he's playing his electric guitar. I say it's kind of the Grateful Dead and rock and roll meets sacred chant. And he's going to play two whole nights. It's a six-piece band. He's going to play two nights at the Glazer Center in Santa Rosa. And I'm spreading the word, because I just
his spirit is totally beautiful, and he's donating any profits to charity. So it's March 23rd and 24th. He has Hans Christian of the Rasa group is going to be playing with him, and all. So these are over here.
I was just wondering, we have such great singers over here. I just wondered if we could have one more short song before you do your...
Oh, sure.
If you want to lead one, would you lead us in a song that we can just...
I would choose one of David's songs.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah.
Which one?
Sing together. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do another song.
No, let's...
Before
we know this. We know this one. We know,
one more
song. The Shining One. No, the Shining One.
This mood just feels like it wants one more song.
Presenters to further their work and also to maintain this space so we can continue to have events like this in the future. So thank you so much for coming out tonight. As was indicated earlier, there's some literature over here for your for some upcoming events, and we look forward to seeing you again here at Many Rivers. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
I just think we're so lucky to have a place like this in our community.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Yoga Vashista.
Guru Padma Sambhava. And if you do leave any donation tonight, it all goes to continue this, you know. You're very welcome. I speak for all of us.
All right.
You just gave up your bridge quality.
What's the last song? There's a bridge quality here.
Yeah, I
Is that the same one you did with Tricia?
Yeah. Well, maybe among sleepy circles, I don't know.
And I've got a on my TV and stuff. So, Suzanne and I used to sing that long time ago. Not long ago.
Every once in a while, the less known
I mean, they have to have
So it's the biggest one in the orchestra. Some orchestras have one. Same as the seat flute.
I don't know yet, but I don't.
You can put it on my chair.
I don't have.
Well, you know, it's very cleverly designed. There's a hand rest, and there's three keys. Do you play alto flute at all?
No.
It's you know, a little bigger, but it also has these inset keys, so it just should work. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. And, yeah. There you go. You know how usually with a new instrument, a B is usually the easiest, you know, to get out. I think it's the easiest note on the tape. You're playing an octave up, which, let me just see. I don't know. You can play the octave, the B or the low B. But use this key. I'm not sure what's going on there. Here, I'll hold the note, maybe. Okay. What's your name? I'm Michael or you know what? Let's just get your name because we're probably going to have one. We have a little space to perform. Would you like to be notified? I think I do.
Thank you for coming again. I remember you were here before.
It was a poetry meeting.
Is that what it was? I remember.
I played.
I remember you had that
big flute.
Instrument that you had to be careful with. And then you had to leave because you had college.
You saw me here with that poetry reading with the flute. There was another time I was here with them.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to count it up and tell us how much he would have each got. I think it probably
would. No, that's fine. No big deal. I mean, if it were Carnegie Hall, yeah.
If it were significant, income source.
Yeah.
I just had this out of sudden burst of community spirit.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll get over it.
I've got a good theory. Yeah,
I know.
I should have
just imagined.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want everybody else to realize
it. Right.
That I kind of went on and on.
And if there's one little thing they can, like that pleasure thing, well, forget this.
Yeah, right, yeah. Pleasure.
They're down on pleasure.
Down on pleasure? Oh, wow. No, you know what?
You can dance.
What's your name? Ananda.
It's like the center of this, it's really cool events at our place.
Hummingbird
Hill.
It's a little bit out in the country. So, this is my other song that I dig out and use for just staring at each other. You know, love is?
Well, I should pass this on to the volunteer board.
Absolutely, yes. And it's my love is, because it's not only somebody who loves it, there is something very.
Starting to sing some more. I've been singing with children. I've been singing with the children for years and years.
I recognize you as part of the choir sound back there. You were, yeah, you were at it.
She gave them to her assistant, whose daughter is in the JC choir.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, Trish has this, you know, brilliant idea of having the Santa Rosa JC choir sing in the game. And I thought, well,
better check with Cooper National.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure that's what's going on. I don't think so.
I think it's his agenda.
But,
you know, I mean, the JC choir, they're working on singing Sanskrit stuff, right? That's what she heard. Then I thought, well, you know, people really have their agenda.
She's got a whole evening.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't talk to me about that.
Yeah. Well, she's
gonna get the idea and run,
Tom. Oh, she does. She gets these ideas, like, you know. Like just better over the top, kind of.
Sometimes. Is everybody on there that wants to be on?
I didn't canvas everyone, but.
Why not? It's kind of aggressive.
So I came over to these guys' place on Wednesday. That was like when it started getting
really.
Dude, it's so sad.
How much do you have? I thought it's
cool. Yeah, you've got a beautiful place. I know. It's like a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
We should give it some thought.
Alright. And there's a little one.
Are you going to give me some?
Okay, thank you, yes.
Yeah. I'm sure that I'll have a karmic.
Can I
have
a
Well, your karmic soap is good for me. Actually, about maybe another 20 bucks.
That's what came in.
Well, you know, I made my computer give him a few words.
That's too generous because I made my generous ploy. That's pretty generous for a
here,
free
sweetie.
Gig like that.
Yeah.
Put this away.
Free gig.
I love that sound of that flute. It's amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do.
So when you said that you were playing in C, I think I played in D instead. When we first started out, I think your D is a C.
No, it's not the C instrument, but I said C, and then I realized I drifted into I played an F sharp, and then I tried to get back again.
Oh,
yeah.
That happened. You know, I drifted into F sharp a lot.
But then. I don't remember. Then did we stay with? Did you actually stay with D at that point, or?
I stayed with D. Yeah.
Well, then I think what I did was since I knew I had screwed things up, but I wasn't sure where. I think what I did is I stayed with some safe notes and just played a few.
Yeah,
you know
safe
what
notes.
I mean?
Yeah.
The really
safe
the question.
Stay with the safe one,
There was something in the announcement about cure time, the regular cure time.
Oh,
do you have a regular
cure time? Not here. of course, they might not be.
It's in Runner Park. We're possibly going to have a regular one at my our house.
Could
you sign our paper?
No.
In Sebastopol, yeah.
Oh, super. That would be nice. Runner Park isn't that far, but. Basketball is the center of my universe, so.
Here it is. You want to sign too?
Yep. Sure.
Great. You guys?
I'd love to.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
There was a moment in time when Muktananda had an ashram on the Upper West Side, and he would have chanting.
West Side of which?
Of New York City.
Uh-huh.
And he would have chanting there, and it was all all segregated. So, the guys on one side and the
Yeah.
on the other side of the room. And it was all, call and response. And you could leave, get 3 or 4 people in the morning. Be high for a week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, just high for a week. They used to go all night, but then they made it shut down at like 2 or something like the bar.
I attended some Muktananda events with Muktananda residing in Oakland. But I don't think it was ever long. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I would have loved that because the atmosphere was really charged. It was really nice.
Oh, very nice.
Was he your teacher? Was he a kind of
influence?
Well,
he was an influence for me, but I never. I'm not an in-depth diver in spiritual practice. Okay. I'm more of a. Across the top.
Dancing on the circuit.
Yes.
I was at his ashram in India, and there was a 3-day Shivaratri, they call it. And three for whatever, 72 hours of straight chanting.
Oh.
That place was totally levitating. I mean, there's no doubt. It was not on the ground anymore.
Well, the thing that I noted that was fact for me was that I was able to run around the lake in Central Park. And that's a big lake, and I am not a runner. I was never in shape to do that, but I could do that after that chanting.
I was pretty much into yoga. However, I could barely do a lotus pose. I mean, just barely. But I was sitting in the hall in Oakland with Muktananda, and each person had a little space about this big. And I did somersaults in place in lotus pose, which was. And I didn't hurt myself. Almost unbelievable.
Which is totally remarkable.
To you, I totally get your.
You know, it's like you have these things, and you say to yourself, "Am I really doing this? Really me? Am I in my body or out of my body?" Great.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're so
lovely and fun.
Yes. That's so lovely.
A good combination.
Leanna.
Yes. You gotta always have the fun.
Yeah. I like that Krishna thing, huh?
We'll come back.
Rob is gonna come in.
Okay.
He has to come in the morning.
Good night.
All righty.
Okay.
We have to go because the store's closed.
The store's closed. It's time to go.
But yeah, well, let's think about a. performance art.
I think it's a beautiful idea.
I do too.
I mean,
I'm struck. Struck by the idea.
Oh, here's my keys.
Yeah, I got them.
You can do a lot with them.
All right. Yeah.
Are you heading right out? I'll create it.
If you're using.
Here's your coat.
Are you going to go unlock the door?
Yeah.
The illusion.
No, I'm going to unlock
the door. To talk about not illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how are we going to do that?
Okay, leave the table right here. That's okay.
Yeah.
The joyous heart.
Bye.
Is this good?
Yeah, it's going to be your mama's spot.
All right. Thank
you.
It was good,
man.
Yeah,
it
was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks,
Bob.
Hey,
it was a
great evening.
It was.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to wait for the key to come back. I'll just keep doing this until.
It's all good.
Looks like we're still recording.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. That's right. Rob didn't kind of turn it off.
Thank you.